when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We want to greet each and every one of you and thank you for tuning in today. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. We come to you on this radio station every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. We want to get into the ministering teaching of God's Word today to you. And as we go into this message, Pastor Rick DeRosier is going to be bringing forth the message today out of the Word of God.
We'd like to begin today with the Word of God in Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. I'd like to ask that question. Does God still heal today? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and the same today and the same forever, and he does not change. We read in the Word of God, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. They brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with various diseases, and those that were possessed with devils, the lunatic, those that had the palsy, and he healed them. If Jesus has not changed, if he is indeed the same yesterday and today and forever, if he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, and he does not change, if he healed yesterday, then he must still be healing today, or else he's changed. And the Bible tells us plainly that he has not changed. That scripture in Isaiah is a messianic prophecy, a prophecy looking forward to the Christ that would die upon the cross, that would pay the price for our salvation. And according to the scripture, the stripes he bore upon his back, he was whipped, he was beaten, he was abused for the healing of our bodies. And he has not changed. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We find many cases in the Bible. You can read the Gospels. You can read the Word of God where Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead, and he cast out the devils. He had compassion on the multitude. He had compassion on the sick. He reached out in love to heal the sick, and he's still reaching out today in love to heal those that are oppressed of the devil. One of the Old Testament names of God is Jehovah, the covenant-keeping name of God. One of those names is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is still the healing God. Word of God tells us in the book of James, is any sick among you? Talking to the sick, talking to those that are in need of healing in their bodies, those that are afflicted, those that are tormented. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There's still healing in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every devil must bow to the name of Jesus. Every sickness must bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus told his disciples, "Ye shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Jesus told them, "In my name ye shall cast out devils. In my name ye shall heal the sick." We can read in the Word of God. We can read in the Bible. We can read the works of Paul, how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, insomuch that handkerchiefs were sent from his body after being prayed over and the sick were healed. We understand from the Word of God that God healed in the days of the New Testament. But the question that men need to understand today is that God has not changed. He is still the healing God. He is still the delivering God. He is still the mighty God. And he still answers prayer where he finds faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As God reveals his word to a man down in his spirit, that man knows, or that woman knows, that God has spoken and that he will do what he said that he will do, then faith is produced. God honors faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Jesus responds to faith. We find in the Bible that Jesus came to his hometown of Nazareth, and the people did not respond to him. They did not believe in him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus did not many mighty miracles there because of their unbelief. The Bible doesn't say that he could not, but the Bible says he did not. Jesus chose not to move because of their unbelief, because God responds to faith. It's faith that can move a mountain. If he speak to this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Men have stopped believing. They say they have faith. They say they believe, but they're trying to. Their mind, their bodies, their intellect is fighting the Word of God. The flesh warreth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. The carnal mind is the enemy of God. Friend, if you're hurting in your body, do not despair. Jesus is the healer. We're not talking about faith healers or man that can heal. There's no man that can heal. And I don't like that term, faith healer, because there's no faith healers. There's men that will pray in faith, and it's Jesus that heals. There's only one that heals, and his name is Jesus. He went about doing good and healing all that came unto him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was wounded. He was beaten. And by his stripes we are healed. Christ, he arose the victor from the dark domain. And he showed John on the Isle of Patmos, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." And John, "I've got the keys of death. I've got the keys of hell. And I've got the keys of the grave." The keys speak of authority. Those keys speak of power. The one with the keys, he's the one that can get into the building. The one with the keys, he's the one with authority. The devil had the keys, but Jesus went down in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, and death could not hold the Son of God. On that third day morning, he arose victorious over death. He arose victorious over the devil, and he took the keys of death. He took the keys of hell, and he took the keys of the grave. And because he lives, because he is on the throne, because he overcame, we can overcome. The battle has been won. Jesus is the healer of our bodies. The call for the elders of the church: anoint them with oil, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. There is no healing power in oil. There's no holy water. The oil is simply a representation, a symbol of the Holy Ghost. The Old Testament kings were anointed with oil. The priests were anointed with oil. The prophets were anointed with oil. Little David was anointed by Samuel to be the king of Israel. It is a representation of the Holy Ghost power in the life of the individual. Paul said we have an unction from the Holy One. That word unction literally means to smear with oil, to be saturated with oil, to be endued with power from on high. Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, the Bible tells us that God anointed him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good in healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We need the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. What made the difference in the lives of the apostles? What made the difference in the lives of the men of God? What changed Paul's life? The power of the Holy Ghost. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of God and with power. What was that demonstration? People saw something. What did they see? They saw the special miracles that were wrought by the hands of Paul. They saw the healing power of an almighty God. This world today needs once again to see that there is a God in heaven who hears and answers prayer. We know that God still heals. God told Moses to tell the people, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and do what's right in his sight, and keep his commandments and his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha. That word Jehovah, the I am. God told Moses, tell the children of Israel that I am hath set you. He is the I am. He's not the great I was. He's not the great I used to be. He is still the I am. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Many have stopped believing. Many think of God as the I was, or the I used to be, or the I'm all washed up. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and the same today and the same forever. He has not changed. And yesterday he went about doing good and healing all that came unto him. And today he's going about doing good and healing all that came unto him. Yesterday he responded to faith. Today he responds to faith. Yesterday he was moved with compassion upon the sick. Today he is moved with compassion upon the sick. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Jesus Christ is the healer. We read in the Word of God that Jesus called 12 disciples and gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And we see the disciples went out and they healed the sick and they cast out the devils. Many believe the Word of God, but they'll say, oh, the days of healing were not with the apostles. But you will not find that in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Some say, oh, there can be no healing because I don't see them in my church, or I don't see miracles in my ministry, or we don't see people get healed. They're just telling on themselves that they have no power, they have no anointing, and they have no faith. But the truth is, friend, God has not changed. We read in John chapter 5, there was a man by the pool of Bethesda, where lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. In a certain season, the angel came down and troubled the water, and the first one that stepped in was made whole of whatever disease that he had. There was a certain man there which had an infirmity for 38 years. This man had been sick for 38 years. How long he was by that pool, we do not know. We're not told that. The Bible just says Jesus saw him lie there and knew he'd been there a long time in that case. And Jesus asked the question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Here was a man lying by a pool, 38 years sick, no hope, no way out, no cure. But Jesus came by and he asked the question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And Jesus is still asking that same question today, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And you might say, "I've got this and I've got that, and there's no hope, and the doctor said there's no cure." It doesn't matter what the doctor said, there's a word that's more powerful than the words of man. Jesus sent the word and he healed them. That centurion said to Jesus, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." There is still power in the name of Jesus. There is still healing in the name of Jesus. Wilt thou be made whole? Let faith arise in your heart today. And you might say, "Well, they don't pray for the sick in our church. They don't anoint with oil in our church." Then friend, find a church that does. Friend, we invite you here to come to the Abiding Light Church on 415 Granite Street on the west side of Manchester. We believe Jesus still heals the sick and casts out devils, and that he has not changed. We cannot heal. Pastor Nathan cannot heal. He'll invite you again at the close of the broadcast to come out. And again, we do not heal. We are not faith healers. We can testify that we have seen the sick healed. We have seen the devils cast out by one whose name is Jesus. And we obey the word of God, who told us, "In my name ye shall cast out devils. In my name ye shall heal the sick." And he has not changed. But friend, there is a God that heals. And we encourage you today to reach out those that are sick, those that are hurting, those that are in need, to reach out by faith. But we're here today to tell you there's one whose name is Jesus, and he has not changed. He is still the same, my friend, yesterday and today and forever. In the same God that went about doing good and healing all, I said healing all that came unto him, has not changed. And he's still healing today. Men have stopped believing. Where is the power of God today in the church? It's a sad day in this lukewarm Laodicean church where many have no power to receive from God. But there are those in these last days whom God is raising up to manifest his power one more time, that this world of sin may know that there is a God that sits upon the throne and he still heals the sick. "These signs shall follow them that believe." The signs point the way to the cross. And God gave signs to the unbeliever to show them the way to the cross, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he is the way, that he is the truth, and that he is the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by me. This scripture is taken out of context much today. It's Mark chapter 16, verse 17. "In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. the scriptural sign evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There is a true baptism of the Holy Ghost. We agree there's much fanaticism. We agree there's much fake. We agree there's much flesh. We agree there's much foolishness. But we also know there is a real, there is a genuine power of the Holy Ghost. They were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, and there came a sound from heaven. It didn't come from man. It didn't come from an organization. It didn't come from headquarters somewhere. The Holy Ghost power came from heaven, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And they shall speak with new tongues, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is still for today. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Some have taken the scripture way out of context to pick up snakes and to play with snakes, friend. It's the most devilish thing in the world to tempt God and pick up a snake and be so stupid as to take a venomous creature and put it in your hands and play with it. My son was in Tanzania, Africa, doing missionary work, and he stuck his hand in a box which contained a black mamba, the deadliest snake on the planet. Thank God that snake did not bite him, but he put his hands on the most deadliest snake on the planet. And thank God for grace, and thank God for mercy. There are times when that snake will bite you. Paul was building a fire, and that serpent reached out and latched onto Paul and bit him. And the Bible says he shook that beast back into the fire, and he felt no harm. But Jesus also told the devil, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." We're not talking about taking up snakes, but there will be times where that venom, that serpent, will bite a man or bite a woman, and there's a greater power than the power of the serpent. There's a greater power than the power of any deadly thing that comes by. It shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The signs are for the unbeliever to point the way to the cross of Calvary. In this world needs to see the signs following them that believe. Many say, "I don't believe." The signs aren't for you, because the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. People say, "I don't believe in that healing stuff." The signs aren't for you. Blessed are they that expect nothing, for they shall not be disappointed. But if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Is any sick among you? Is there any afflicted? Let him call for the elders of the church and anoint them with oil, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Don't look at the problem. Look at the promise. Look to the word of God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Not some things. All things are possible to them that believe. Acts 10:38 in closing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Friend, he has not changed. If he went about doing good and healing yesterday, it must be he goes about doing good and healing today, or else he's changed. And the Bible tells us he has not changed. I am the Lord, I change not. God doesn't change. It's men that have changed. It's men that have stopped believing. It's men that have stopped allowing their faith to reach out to him. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
As we close this radio broadcast today, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We want to invite you to go to our website at abidinglightchurch.com. That is abidinglightchurch.com. For any questions or comments in regards to the Abiding Light Ministry here in Manchester, you can go to our website at abidinglightchurch.com and you can see all of the information that pertains to the ministry here that we have here in Manchester. We want to invite you out. For any of you that would like to come and visit us, we're at 417 Granite Street. That is in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're here preaching the Word of God and would love to have you to come out and visit us. Or if you're looking for a home church, we would love to have you. We're a multicultural church. And if you're looking for a good Bible preaching church that preaches the Word of God, this is the church that you would like to come and visit. We would love to have you. Once again, you can go to our website at abidinglightchurch.com. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast.